Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Sports time, because we're running behind. We talked too long about chopping each other's legs off. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, man, hey, I want to have a beer and listen to some sports. Well, Bud Distributing's got you covered, man. They got you
covered. There you go. There you go. All right, let's get right into it. You know what's going on in the sports world right now. If you turn on any kind of sports channel, they're talking about it. As you know, Michigan basketball coach, head coach, Juwan Howard, made big news by taking a swing. Pah! Right in a kisser. Pah! Yeah, connecting with the face of Wisconsin assistant coach Joe Krabbenhoff. In the handshake after the handshake line after the Michigan-Wisconsin game. Punishments were announced yesterday. Howard was fined $40,000, suspended for the rest of the regular season, which is five regular season games. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard was fined $10,000, no suspension, and Coach Krabbenhoff was not punished at all. He just got popped in the popped in the old noggin. I think he took plenty enough punishment.
Oh, you're the one that got punched in the face. You're fine. Yeah. You're fine. Okay, thanks. Thanks.
In general, sports fans were a little confused, believing that Howard's punishment should have been a little bit worse. What do you think? How do you feel about that punishment?
I think it's fair. I do. Because, yeah, he was a jerk for not wanting to shake hands. But the other guy did brace him, got in his face, and then things. He obviously took it too far, but it's not like he just walked past and punched the guy in the face. You know what I mean? Yeah. The other guy braced up and said, hey, you shake my hand. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone's at fault here, all right? Did you read that a couple of the players got suspended too?
Yeah, a couple of players got into it, you know. But what happened is yesterday they, like, gathered all the film. And when I say gathered all the film, they, like, contacted fans and got cell phone videos. I mean, they went through everything, dude.
Yeah. I think it's fair what has gone on. Again, just when you look at the context of the fight, it both people did stuff they shouldn't have done. So, you know, giving more to one or punishing one way worse than the other.
On Juwan's side is way worse.
Yeah, obviously. For sure. But he's not the only one that, you know, he took it too far. Mm-hmm. I think the punishment fits the crime. I do. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's setting a poor example, and I hope he really uses this as a way to, you know, in the future, and you know.
I'm looking at it objectively because I'm a Michigan fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So right when it happened, I'm like, oh, he's gone.
Yep.
We're never going to see Juwan Howard again, probably. Like, that's the feeling I had initially, like, right after it happened, like, my first feeling. When I heard the five-game suspension, if it was like another team and another coach that I like didn't like, I would be like, dude, that's BS. He should be gone at least the entirety of this year.
Huh.
You know, I think he should miss the tournament. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, dude, you can't swing on people, dude.
No.
Especially as a coach. I mean, dude, I was listening to it yesterday. It doesn't happen a lot, man. And they've talked about the past times, the few times it's happened. You got to punish the dude a little bit more, I think.
So you really say, okay. And, I mean, I get exactly where you're coming from. And maybe if the Wisconsin coach wouldn't have braced him and gotten his face, maybe the punishment would have been worse, you know?
Yeah.
I do understand where you come from missing the tournament. You know, if you really want to set an example, be like, no, you're not suspended for the season. But the big thing that everyone looks forward to in college basketball
is the tournament.
Sorry, you're missing that. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be more of a punishment, in my opinion. But, like I said, five games, $40,000, that's where it's at right now. A few players suspended. So there you go. That's the update on that story.
Kick him off the tour, Doug.
Doug, come on. Moving on to the NFL. Group of NFL agents threatened to have 150 players boycott the NFL Combine, scheduled March 1st through the 7th in Indianapolis. Still a bit of a mess because of the COVID restrictions. There's a talk of a bubble. Yesterday, you know, like where everybody stays in the bubble. Uh-huh. Yesterday, the NFL sent out a memo with revised policies and procedures. I'm going to see if the two sides can hammer something out in the next week or so. But Yeah, just there's still complications there, man, and people are pissed off and screaming on each side. So there you go. That's what's going on with the combine. You got your story real quick. Let's get to that because I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, this came up in my news feed. Medina Spirit, you know, the controversial racehorse, was stripped of his Kentucky Derby victory yesterday, meaning that the title goes to second place winner Mandalone. Anyway, the other horse. After winning the Derby, Medina Spirit tested positive for steroids. Medina Spirit's trainer, Bob Baffert, was also suspended for 90 days and fined $7,500.
No, you put him down. That's what you do.
Well, Medina Spirit died.
Yeah, that's right.
It died after like a workout, like had a heart attack, which when you're pumped up full of steroids,
your heart might explode.
Right. But so Medina Spirit no longer the reigning Kentucky Derby champ because of the steroid fiasco.
Why did it take this long? That was like, dude, it felt like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it took them that long to be like, all right, yeah, the second place guy. Steroid boy doesn't count.
What's your take on steroids in the Kentucky Derby? Does it matter?
Dude, dude, the horses are beautiful. I love the horse. I'm not trying to say anything about that because, you know.
Obviously, it's not good for the horses. They're having heart attacks and dying after workouts and everything.
But if it was healthy, dude, you jack those things up full of roids, man. If it was healthy, and they'd live a good, long, healthy life. If that was the case. Dude, you roided the hell out of those.
You know what I want to see? I want to see like a roided up Clydesdale just ripping down that track, man. Like,
I mean, it's a big muscle. Just a big muscle ripping through.
Just hauling ass with this little 80-pound guy on the back of it.
Just barely hanging on. Like he's just got handles on the back of the horse where he's just like flopping like a windsock, you know?
Why are you duct taping me to this seat? Trust us. You're going to walk around that second corner, man. You're going to be glad this duct tape's there. All right.
Have you ever ridden on top of a spaceship? Well, you're about to.
Just a big just these massive, just angry horses. Just shod ponies, just all coked up, just ripping down the track, man.
Just ripping, yeah. I might go to that one.
Yeah. And I still think they should add the element of like the old road rash games where they get like a weapon, but they got to pick it up as they go. It's not like they just are given it. It's like they got to pick it up on the track while they go. Mm-hmm.
Can't hit the horse.
No, only the rider.
The other guy on the horse. Oh yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you can whip a chain at that guy.
Yeah, right there. So Medina Spirit, no longer the reigning Kentucky Derby champ. Oh, sorry. My finger, trigger finger slipped there. Sorry about that.
Oh, wait.
Oh, jeez. It went again. Oh, no. Oh, God. Jeez, oh. Man. Anyway.
How about the jousting? Just roided up jousting.
That's a good idea.
Dude, you think those joust, what are they called? The lance?
Yeah, thing?
Those things exploded a lot back in the day? Boom!
You should make exploding tips on those. That's what it should be. That's what it should be, man.
I went to the moon, man.
Just put some Tannerite on there or something like that. Come on! Blow him right off the horse. So see, terrible. We're making sports better, folks, okay? You're right. All right. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. That was your interesting sports.
All right.
This morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter.
Huge. Muscles are huge.
Man. I've got to be a macho. All right, we got to get to it because there is so much to talk about in the sports world. Like the busiest time of year for sports is right now, Hunter. I don't know if you know that or not, but most stuff going on. Yeah. I hope so. I'm laying it on pretty thick. Let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're bored because there's not that much sports going on, at least you got something tasty to drink. How about that?
Yep, Bud Distributing. Yep. All right, shut up. I got to read. College basketball. As you probably know, Michigan basketball head coach Juwan Howard made big news by taking a swing, connecting, pow, right in the kisser. taking a swing, making a connecting with the face of Wisconsin assistant coach Joe Krabenhoff. That's right, in the handshake line after Michigan-Wisconsin game. The punishments were announced yesterday. Howard fined $40,000, suspended for the rest of the regular season. That's five regular season games. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard fined $10,000, no suspension, and Coach Krabenhoff was not punished at all. Nothing. A couple players got suspended. So there's some fines and there was some punishment handed out yesterday. Well, how do you feel? Do you think it's justified?
Look, the way this all went down, I think so. Maybe you could have amped up the punishments for both guys, but I think both of them are at fault. The kids that got suspended, they're at fault, and I think so. I mean, you could really put the screws to them, but I don't know.
As a Michigan fan, I'm saying I think it's you're punching somebody as a head coach, dude. You might want to step out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, maybe
just
break.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, and the other thing, too. He didn't apologize yesterday. Maybe he has since, but like since the game, like that was a big deal. Like everybody was on sports radio saying, at least apologize, man. Like say you're sorry. Like you're digging the hole even deeper. But hey, I think it was kind of light, to be honest with you. I think the rest
Which is
the
interesting
season,
as a Michigan fan, you'd be like, oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, just as that 6'10" head coach, dude, you just can't be cold cocking people, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't look good. Speaking of cold cocking people, dude.
Pow!
What? Pow! Right in the kiss. There's a lot of punches being thrown in sports this morning. Hockey. A junior hockey player in the United States Premier Hockey League. Been banned for life after soccer punching a referee. Pow! Paul Holloran. Holloran of the South Shore Kings was being tossed from a game on Sunday, making contact with an official. As Holloran was being escorted off the ice by another official, he punched the referee in the face, pushed him to the ice.
The Premier League, the Premier Hockey League, that's where you play after high school but before college. So right. This guy has gotten a lifetime ban before even
Gilmore is playing hockey. Real quick, the league quickly issued a lifetime ban. After like a couple hours after the game, too, they're like, dude, you are done.
We'll see you later. If we don't see this getting any better. You know, believe it or not, Hunter, I actually do have audio from this fight.
Well, I don't, but play it anyway. All right.
Baby, don't you ever touch my puck!
Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody, and I'm the only guy who ever did that.
That's the guy right there. That's unbelievable.
That's the guy.
That's right there. Tried to stab someone with a skate. Only guy to do that.
Here's how bad. So I haven't seen the video. I heard audio. Nothing but just reading the story, right? Here's how I know how brutal it was. Because it's in hockey.
Yeah.
You know how brutal hockey is legally? If it was like if people around hockey were like, damn, dude, that is way over the line.
Yeah.
It had to have been pretty bad.
Yeah. Right? I think the gloves were off. And when you're sucker punching, you know, that's not going to end well. That's not going to end
ref,
well.
What if the ref dropped his whistle?
I think
I've
seen hockey refs do that before. Like, all right, we're not putting up with this.
Dude,
we're not putting up with this.
With the wrong ref.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got another. You got that horse story, right?
Well, yeah. The long story short, for people that are into horse racing, Medina Spirit, the previous winner of the Kentucky Derby,
was all jacked up on steroids, and they caught him
dead now because of all the years of steroids that were pumped into this horse. That poor horse got its title stripped away. Obviously, the whole hullabaloo around it. You know, Medina Spirit won the race. And then tested positive for steroids. Its owner was fined. Not the first time the owners had trouble when it comes to doping in horse racing.
It took so long. I felt like that was like 6 years ago. You know?
It was just last year.
I know. It was last year. But
it does seem like, it took this long to finally, And after the horse is dead too, you know what I mean? Like, way to kick a dead horse, you know what I mean? It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so Medina Spirit no longer the reigning champ. It went to the second place horse, Modelina or something like that. So
just saying, if it didn't harm the horse at all and there were no complications or problems afterwards, you would allow steroids and horse racing, right?
It'd be amazing. You man, just these.
Just a
you ever seen the eyes
muscle?
of a crazy horse? All right, these things are just. they're insane. It's just all muscle, and they can run so fast.
The jockey just holding on to the tail for dear life.
She's like, make it stop,
like
make
a
it
wind
stop.
Sock.
Yeah. The only way you make a horse like that stop, at least one of those, all right? At least one of those. Right to the face. But
you're terrible.
I know, it's awful. It's awful. But, yeah, so horse racing, keeping the steroids out for now. But if Hunter and I ever get a say in it, we're going to have
there are no complications.
Maybe just give it, like, maybe not, like, full steroids. Just, like, right before the race. Like, just some concoction, you know? Like the horse did a big line of cocaine, and they're like, all right, let's go. Down the track. Down the track. That's all I got, buddy.
That's all your sports was light, man.
I think we cover a lot. We got a fight in basketball. We got a fight in hockey. And we got coked up racehorses. It's crazy.
That's a lot of sport. Punches and a lot of drugs. Yeah. There you go.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.